Multi-awarded French Provençal chef Flora Mikula, in partnership with chef Julien Lafargue and Ricarda's restaurant in Toronto, will be presenting a curated Provence-themed menu with select wine pairings this Friday, March 22nd. And this is to raise funds for culinary students at George Brown College that will give them the opportunity to study culinary arts in France.
Nice.
Yeah. And with us to talk about it is Chef Flora herself. Good morning.
Good morning.
So is this the first time you've done this?
No, it's not the first time. Okay. But it's my first time in Toronto.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right.
Really, lovely. Happy to be there.
We're happy to have you. Mm-hmm. My goodness. Now, let's talk about, what is Good France? What is that?
Good France is a promotion since 5 years now. Mm-hmm. It's when the food and the way to live, the French way, been on Patrimoine de l'UNESCO. Mm-hmm. And they decide to do something every year, dinner in each embassy, the French embassy, all around the world, and the consular also.
Nice.
And it's the week of the 20th of March.
Yes.
It can be the 21, 22.
Right, somewhere.
And we do a dinner, each chef's going in a country, a French chef's in a different country, cooking for the French way.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Well, why don't we get right to the menu?
Let's get right to it.
Let's talk about what you're going to be preparing.
Hello, this year is a Provence food.
Yes.
It's on,
yes,
it's
sure.
The hero of the Provence.
With a Mediterranean essence kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's, because I born in Nîmes and I growing up in Avignon.
Oh, okay.
And my restaurant is in Paris, but all my food is Mediterranean food.
Right.
And we're going to start by an amuse-bouche. It's going to be a cappuccino of brandade de morue. It's like a salty cod fish with a like crumble of tomato and olive.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, keep going.
And after we have a quail cooked in olive oil with a fennel confit and some herbs. And the fennel is going to be raw and cooked and with a lot of anise flavor. And the quail is cooked completely in olive oil, like a duck confit, but in olive oil.
Yes.
It's not fat, it's just very smooth on your mouth.
Nice.
And we have octopus. Octopus cooked in a jus de bouillabaisse.
Ooh.
And the red rice from Camargue.
Wow.
Because in Camargue, where I born, is place for the rice.
Mm-hmm. And you have some very interesting wines as well that are paired with each course and whatnot.
Yeah. We try to have the pink and the white from Provence.
Wow.
And we finish by the dessert. It's nougat glacé with a lot of nuts and some parfum of almond. And we burn it with a meringue and it's flambé.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
Oh, my God.
Now, how did you get involved in this? You say this is your first time in Toronto.
Yeah.
And yet it's happened 4 years in a row here, has it?
Yeah, it's like we do every year. And, and the consular and Peggy organize the thing at the French embassy. And all this week, I'm going to do some conference, masterclass. We start today with the college and the Toronto University to meet the young future chef or future sommelier or pastry chef.
Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful for those people?
Yeah, it's great. And for me also.
For you,
I was going to say, do you get a sense of enthusiasm from them?
So what's most interesting of our job is to transmission to explain the job and if we can get enough money to have young people coming in France and cooking with us and to learn everything.
That's a fantastic thing. And also, it says this year's focus is on socially and environmentally responsible cuisine.
Yeah.
And was that your idea to put forward that?
It's an idea of the promotion.
Okay.
And because we're all involved in this. To use everything, you know, and is to be the best chef and is to never throw away anything. Because in when you cook, everything can use, you know.
Sure.
You do a pea soup, you use the skin of the pea to do the soup, mm-hmm. and you use the pea to do something else.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Never throw away anything.
Exactly.
That's a really good philosophy, isn't it?
It's a fantastic philosophy.
And if you have a garden, you do your compost.
That's it, exactly. That's
absolutely,
right.
Absolutely, yeah. Now you have a real urban inn that you own, that you started, the Auberge Flora.
Yeah.
And you are involved in so many things. How can you be in so many places at once?
Oh, I love that.
I would hope so.
If I stop,
are you
and
ever
die.
Wow.
No, yeah, yeah. I like to do that. I have my place. But I'm in 30 years now in the business. I used to work in New York, in London, in the Caribbean, and now in Paris since 25 years. And this time, since 7 years, it's a hotel. It's a urban hotel. Mm-hmm. It's a boutique hotel. Each
yes.
room are different. It's 21 room, and the restaurant open all day. Every day is here.
Isn't that incredible? Seven days a week. When I read that, I went, yes, that's fantastic. And then you serve breakfast, brunch, and lunch and dinner.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a busy place.
Yeah, it's like we used to have in France. You come with houses, and you come through the place auberge,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and you know when you arrive, but you never know when you leave.
Ah,
so it's great that it's an inn, so you can just enjoy life,
and you have food every day, all day long, and wine also.
Mm-hmm. What is the next project for you?
I'm doing some consulting also. Now is the age to do that, you know, to transmit. And I work for a company. It's called Millésime Collection. It's a small hotel, 10 room, 12 room, boutique hotel also, restaurant. Mm-hmm. And we have two in Bordeaux, one in Southwest, close to the sea, La Baule,
mm-hmm.
One in Champagne, and now one in Porto. And I'm organize the kitchen, choose a chef, and plan the menu with them.
It's fantastic. And you also wrote a book.
Yeah. Yeah.
What don't you do?
That's what I mean.
Good Lord.
And this, I'm going, holy smokes, this woman's busy. And you say 30 years ago, but you look 30.
Yeah, I look 30.
So you started...
It's a no-brainer.
It's the French food, right?
It's the French wine.
Right. Ah, there we go.
There you go. Right. Well, Chef Flora, I want to thank you so much for coming
thank
in this
you.
Morning.
Thank you.
Have a ton of fun. And it just sounds like a wonderful thing. And that it's a fundraiser for culinary students that have a great passion to cook is really fantastic.
Yeah, thank you, Therese.
Thank you. We've been speaking with multi-awarded French Provençal chef Flora Mikula, and we've been talking about the fundraiser at Ricardo's restaurant in Toronto, that they will be curating a Provence-themed menu with select wine pairings this Friday, March 22nd, and it's to raise funds for culinary students at George Brown College that will give them the opportunity to study culinary arts in France. For tickets, you can go to reservations at ricardas.com, and that's at Ricardas at 134 Peter Street. There's also a phone number, 416-304-9134. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks. Are we waiting for you?
Oh,
all right. Well, here's some dinner music by Haydn.